show you the ways to being as a class 3 director?
I have trained Marie thoroughly and detailed, and that's where she got her training from. Not the class 3 director. Ariana.
What is your experience with the SGA? And
yeah, in Montclair, I was out of the E-board for PSA for about 8 months. I'm currently the president of the International Student Organization. So that's my experience in Montclair's SGA.
Woo.
Ty.
Also, as like a statement to Ariana,
we're in questions for the organization, a question for the candidate right now. Debate and discussion. Great. Ariana.
So, being that you oversee, well, you potentially could oversee the most amount of orgs within the SGA, do you think you have enough time in your schedule to help all of those orgs and to make sure that they're all sustaining within themselves and still be the president of your organization?
Cliche answer, yes. yes, that was the whole goal of me taking this. I knew that there were more organizations than every other class. However, there's just so much that I can also do from my end. So I do everything that I can, and I'm hoping that it made me happy.
Anything, any other questions?
Being discussion.
Questions. Jack.
You mentioned the disconnection among the clubs in class 3. What are your can you repeat your initiatives to fix the communication?
Yes, so right now I'm heavily focused on actually meeting all the organizations one-on-one, and that was something that I asked Emma yesterday if it was okay for me to do it. And so now, hopefully after this, I'll be able to. And what that means is I will be sending out individual emails, schedule a time to meet every single e-board, at least the major e-board members of every single club, because I don't just need them to be student leaders. I need them to understand what they're in there for and the role that they play, as well as, you know, check their mental health and see how I can help them. So that's my goal. Maybe I'm reaching too far, but I'm hoping.
Evan.
If an organization isn't answering their emails, do you have another way you might try to contact them or something like that?
So that's one of the reasons why I want to speak with them, because I want to get the updated emails, phone numbers of every single member in the e-board. However, there is a group me chat that I can also put it up there. If all else fails, I will turn to Emma, and if that doesn't work out, then
I'll stop.
Any other questions for Marie? Jack.
In the SGA?
Yeah, or like any other clubs.
I'm the president of ISO, potentially the president of the Religion Club, and then I'm just everywhere on campus, honestly.
Any other questions? Okay, committee report. Jack.
Motion to discharge committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
We need a 3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor? Okay,
yeah,
good. Okay. So discharging committee, as mentioned by Serafina, the information for Marie to go to committee and get pre-vetted before coming here wasn't relayed, not just Serafina on my part too. So in order for us to still consider this bill, there needs to be some type of act in committee. So it needs to either give the recommendation in committee, which we don't have, or discharge committee. And seeing that we don't have the recommendation, the other option would be to discharge committee, because we're not going to committee as a whole for this, because we just have. Okay. That makes sense? So because they didn't get the information to go to committee, they can't go to committee, but the bill needs to be considered today. Okay, great. All those in favor? Oh, sorry. We need a 3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Committee is discharged. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty.
Okay. To Ariana and Jack. I don't really know Marie, but like we all come to the meetings, and I don't know if you guys realize, but she's always sitting back there listening, like writing down notes, and she's at every meeting, and that's more than I can say for most of us, because even we miss meetings, so that counts for something, because she's taking it seriously.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? Prima.
Yes, so I worked with Marie for ISO for the chartering process, and she is one of the most driven and detail-oriented individuals that I know. She was emailing me when I wasn't getting back to her fast enough. So I worry about those 31 organizations because they don't know what's about to hit them. Seriously.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Now considering bill number S-2019-006, Student Advocate Rush Appointment. You're the chair. That's my brother.
I nominate Jack as temporary president pro tempore.
Is there a second?
Second.
Jack, do you accept?
Sure.
Jack is now president, temporary president pro tempore. I am stepping down. This is my brother's appointment, so.
Be enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas James Russ has expressed interest in serving the students at Montclair State University, and whereas I have met with James in regards to the position of student advocate to discuss the duties and responsibilities for the said position, and whereas I have found James Rush to be prepared and fully qualified for this position, be resolved that James Rush is appointed to the position of student advocate for the spring 2019 semester, submitted by Serafina R. Denise, SGA President, January 23rd, 2019.
Author support.
So James actually reached out to me in regards to this position that had been vacant before, and he was very eager when we sat down. And I questioned him. He didn't find it too funny, but what I think is really great, because he is very, you can tell when sitting down and talking to him that he's here for the students and he wants to advocate for them and wants to do what's in their best interest, which is exactly what the student advocate does. And he was also here over winter break for the training for our judicial court and stuff like that, and we did a little planning exercise, and he advocated on my behalf, and I would be proud to have James on my side and have him stay here for all of our students.
Questions for the author? Ariana.
Can you just describe briefly what the student advocate does?
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, it's more so kind of like, we'll use it in the sense that we're using it for judicial court. So we have like an organization or maybe a member of our student government who kind of does something and we need to file charges against them, the student advocate would be the one to represent the student who's being charged with said crime. I don't know how else to, violation, that's a better word. I was like, I don't know how else to describe it in kind of like real world sense. So the student advocate, they advocate on behalf of the students and they represent them and help them in any way, shape, or form.
Any other questions? Nominee report.
Candidate
report.
Okay, so judicial court is a really big part of the SGA because a lot of stuff happens where organizations do things they're not supposed to. So there needs to be punishments given to them, but we really haven't been able to have it in the past because there is no student advocate to represent those students. So that's why I wanted to be a student advocate so that we could have this function of the SGA and have it work properly.
Questions for the candidate? Ty.
Wait, so I'm sorry for how this question might sound, but are you doing this because you want to defend the student, or are you doing this because you want them to be punished and they can't be unless they have an advocate?
Well, before this, they could be punished because violations could still be given to them, so now at least there is a way, like an official way for it to happen and have some percent.
Okay, so it's for the student. Okay.
Good question.
Any other questions? Ariana?
Why do you think you're qualified to
teach? Because a lot of this has to do with reading the statutes and knowing what the organization can and can't do. And I was part of the GNA last semester, and we literally went over all the statutes and wrote them, so I know basically all of it. All the relevant parts.
Any other questions? Committee report.
Jack.
Wow.
GNA supported the candidate. The committee gave a 2-0-1 positive recommendation.
Great. Vote on it. Debate and discussion. Does anyone have anything to say? Yes. Emma.
Nope. Jill had one up first.
I've worked a lot with James and GNA committee, especially with statutes. I can vouch that he does know the statutes more than most legislators, I would definitely say so. He plays a very active role in making suggestions, reading them over, offering different interpretations and that kind of thing. And I look forward to working with him across the aisle if needed.
This is not a comment on James's character, because I am his sister, so I won't comment on that. However, there, just so you all know, judicial court, the justices are the ones that advocate for which student advocate gets picked. So for this specific case, at the time that this was discussed, we had Jillian Floyd and Eric. So the other, Eric got reappointed, so the other justices were not included in the conversation for nominating James. However, they did all meet with him during judicial court training, and which they discussed, and they felt comfortable with having him be their student advocate. So it's a little interesting, the position of student advocate. It does not come directly, the president does not directly put the person forward. They get that recommendation from judicial court, and then the president writes a bill on behalf of the justices, because the justices cannot write their own bills. So I wanted to let you all know that, and that was he was vetted and went through the justices to determine his validity. And then a side note, the judicial court is necessary. It's so important for the students, as James already mentioned. Taya, was a great question that you brought up. Without what has been in the past, without the student advocate, organizations were unjustly served violations, not because the individual serving the violation didn't want, you know, the best to happen for the organization, but they were the prosecution, which is the attorney general, has to follow the statutes. If there's a violation, the attorney general needs to give that notice of violation to the organization. A lot of times there is some discretion with it. However, now with a student advocate, the attorney general does not have that burden, and I say burden, of having that discretion. So they get to really take that off their backs and say, this is a violation, this is how we're going to be dealt with, and it's going to go to judicial court, and the student advocate can then defend the student and get that violation reduced or totally gone, depending on whether or not the organization has actually committed that violation. So this is a pivotal role in the Student Government Association, and I'm very glad that we have someone that would like to fill that position, finally. Thank you.
In order for the bill to be passing, you need a 2/3 vote. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes.
So, any other bills that need to be considered in unfinished business? Anyone? Okay, great. Okay, moving on to new business, bill number S-2019-008 UASO. Be placed into Appropriations Committee. Bill number S-2019-009, Elections Committee Chair Appointment, placed into Government Administrations Committee. Do we need to consider any of the new business bills today? Serafina.
Motion to consider bill
S-2019-009. Is there a second? Now considering bill number S-2019-006-009, Elections Committee Chair Appointment.
Be it enacted by the Legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that whereas in accordance with the statutes, the Elections Committee shall be chaired by an appointed member of the Executive President, and whereas I have found Attorney General Joseph Divis to be prepared and fully qualified for this position, be resolved that Joseph Divis is appointed to the position of Chair of the Elections Committee for the 2019 spring semester. Submitted by Serafina Argenis, SGA President, February 5th, 2019.
Office report.
So, elections, they're happening soon enough, and we need a chair of the committee. So in year, the statutes were changed, but in years past, it has always been the attorney general who has been the one to serve in this capacity, just in case, but well, she was because of the last 2 years, the attorney general was running, because, yeah, anyway. So, Joe has already gone through a special election along with Jack, and so when trying to figure out who was going to be doing the real election this time around, figured no one better than our own Attorney General, Joseph Dybas, to fill in this role.
Questions for the author. Candidate report.
Surprise, not running for office next year. So with that being said, I have worked closely with the GNA committee last semester with special elections. I am well-versed to read over the statutes. I know what's in the statutes, so I know how to make sure that the election rules align with them. There are going to be some changes, most likely, to the election rules. Y'all will have, the committee will have a say, and then it'll come to the legislature, so y'all all be involved in that process. That's me. Anyone have any questions?
Questions for the candidate. Jarrell.
When exactly is that, like,
elections?
The process start?
Great. Questions for the candidate.
Oh,
so
like
deferred. Okay.
Right,
awesome. So the no. You were right. So the election start. So once we vote on the elections rules, then the whole process really starts. But up until that point, the committee. So right now, once this bill gets passed, right after this meeting, I'm going to keep the committee here with Joe to determine a time for it. So they all, like, talk, determine the time, and then they start working on the rules immediately. So working on updating them, changing them, whatever they need to do in order to get them aligned with how this election needs to be run. Ran? Okay, I don't know. And then after the rules have been solidified, it goes in front of the legislature. That's February 24th, maybe, or 28th. And then y'all vote on the rules. And then literally the following day, the packets come out. And then anyone who's interested in being an SJE board member, BOT, or justice get to pick up that packet and submit it 1 week later. Then they find out whether or not their packet was legitimate, which is what the committee does. The committee sifts through all the packets to make sure no one put their name for every single, like, you know, number, and then campaigning starts, and it goes all the way until April 8th to April 10th, which is when the voting period starts. So we're starting this process now, but it does not end until April 10th, so we're a long ways to go, but this is the first step after the selection of the committee members. Any other questions for the candidate? Committee report. Jack.
Motion to discharge committee.
Point of information, why?
I withdraw my motion. Never mind. I take that back.
No, just why would you? Just tell me why.
Just to expedite the...
Great, okay. So this bill did not go through committee. According to the statutes, it needs to be determined today. This is the second meeting of the spring semester. So if we wait till next week, we're unconstitutional, and then we don't want to do that. So this bill needs to be considered today. So Ariana?
Motion to discharge committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
We need a 3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Committee has been discharged. Debate and discussion on this bill. Okay, I will. As serving as elections chair 2 years ago and having gone through the process with Joe for the special elections in the fall, I feel totally comfortable with him being the elections chair to bring on our new SGA members. Great. All right, anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing now we need 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Okay, one more round. Any bills that need to be considered today? Okay. So moving on to open forum. Anyone have anything that they would like to add that wasn't added already or spoken about? Want to talk about something else that's been spoken about? Joe.
So another role that I play on campus, I am an Andrew Goodman Foundation Ambassador, meaning that I promote civic and voter engagement along with Ariana. With that being said, we are recruiting new ambassadors. So if you're somebody that is interested in possibly taking on this role and want to learn more information about it, reach out to myself or Ariana or Marielle, and we'll be happy to provide you with some more information.
Anything else in open forum? Jack.
Are we going over the constitutional revisions today? I thought that was on the...
Good question. No.
No.
and I'll explain why right now. So basically, the idea was to go over the first revisions today. However, we're going to hold off on that. There's a couple of other things that I want to talk to the committee about before moving forward. I'm going to talk to you after this. Okay. Anything else in open forum? Seeing none. Nope. What's the time? Anyone?
It's
seeing none, meeting adjourned at 4:13 p.m. Pause. Don't pack up. If you are a new legislator, if you're in the elections committee, or if you plan on running and don't want to be a part of the elections committee anymore, you're going to talk to me right now. Okay. Thank you. Y'all are free to go.
Scholarship fund? Okay, go to I'm in class during the appropriations.
Jonathan, you have a, you want to tell me something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peace out, Jonathan.
Okay. What?
Peace out, Jonathan.
Okay.
What?
You don't want.